Yeah, you know, anyway, have a great day and stay healthy, guys.
All right, you too, Larry. Right. We appreciate that. We're taking a break. Coming right back with Rodney Juan next on Wylo's Party Line.
This is Party Line.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
All calls are recorded.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Here's one thing we can all agree on. We all want a safe, healthy, and prosperous community for our children and ourselves. We'd like to see our local businesses grow and prosper, and we'd like to support our schools, our parks, and our local economy. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Be community-minded. We are Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA. Community-minded. Just like you.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on a TGIF. Let's thank our sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Simple Time Antique, Step Back Into a Simple Time, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, along with Wylo News Director Ken Hartman. And on the phone, we've got Rodney Juan with the Clinton County Health Department. Rodney, thanks for calling this morning.
Sure. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Of course, you guys made the announcement earlier this week, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, that you guys are shut down, trying to do your part to keep this community spread from spreading even more. And then the next day, we heard from the governor, who backed things back a little bit, and then he started talking about counties and regions of the state, and Ken and I were trying to keep up with it, and we thought, let's go to the horse's mouth and get the facts here. So I guess we'll just start off. What do we need to know, Rodney, on this Friday morning?
Okay. Well, thanks, gentlemen, again. Thanks for giving us an opportunity. And, yeah, I did a lot of research. Obviously, they had the webinar, and then they've had it recorded, and I've had to look at it a couple times. In this case, they're not super clear until they get it all in writing. Their presentation talks about a lot. So what we've done, though, the governor has moved away from the stages that we've been operating on for so long. And during his press conference, he announced that they would now be looking at new metrics, which actually are metrics that we've been looking at for about 2 or 3 months right before the startup of school. They developed the metric system to try to help county elected officials and health departments and schools try to determine what the extent of spread was in the community that they were operating in. So what the governor's done is has gotten rid of the stages situation, and his comments were that that basically once we reached stage five, everybody thought we were back to normal, that we were at the end of the trail, and that unfortunately, not only in Indiana but elsewhere in the country, you know, we've seen folks basically just basically go back to, you know, no masks, no social distancing, getting together with a lot of different folks. So that was a lot of the impetus for them going away from the stages situation, which they felt like when they got to five brought them some trouble. So we've gone to the color system. You got blue, you got yellow, you got orange and red. Clinton County's been in the orange category for at least 3 weeks now. And the reason we're there is we have a high number of cases in the county the last almost now going on a month and a half that has gotten us there. So they do a combination of two things. They look at case count per week, and they look at our positivity rate for the week that was prior. And that's how they determine that color. Currently, Clinton County is high on case count, which gives us the red, but we have been a little better in our positivity rate. We're below the 10, which allows us to stay in the yellow area, I believe, for the positivity rate. And you average those two, and that's what's given us an orange. That said, what does all these colors mean, as you gentlemen asked? Well, he has linked certain restrictions when you get into the orange category. If there's any county that's in orange, they have asked that indoor and outdoor events be limited to 50 people or less, and that if anybody's wanting to hold an event that's more than 50 people, that they have to submit a safety plan to the local health departments and that those plans be approved ahead of time. They're also restricting some of the school sports activities and extracurricular activities in both the orange and the red category. If a county goes to red, then they've limited the activity or the attendee count 25, I believe it was, for indoor and outdoor events. And once again, if you're holding a special event that anticipates having a larger group than 25 when your county's in the red, once again, you will be asked to submit a safety plan to the health department to be able to have approval of that event prior to doing the event. Some other restrictions in the red would be folks looking at the idea that for any type of K-12 activities would be canceled as far as sports and extracurricular. They are also limiting if there's anybody that's participating in something, they can only have a parent or guardian there as well. So both the orange and the red are limiting crowd activities at any type of whether it be a Christmas play or whether it be a sporting event in schools. So that's a lot of what I saw out of the webinar. Again, I hope we in Clinton County can stay out of the red. That's the most extreme situation and will be the most restrictive. I believe in the red, they also stated, you know, that county officials could limit the number of hours that bars and certain nightclubs and things operate throughout the county as well. So I think that covers a lot until he I think the executive order came out late yesterday, and we're going to take a close look at that. But those are the highlights of what we're seeing in this newest color-coded scheme. And it's all aimed at trying to do two things, get the crowd sizes smaller throughout the counties in Indiana, and to also continue to encourage social distancing and the wearing of masks. And unfortunately, it comes with that the idea that if this doesn't get our curve flattened, that then the governor's going to have to look at making more stringent requirements.
Is there anything in there that if you go travel to another state, and I'm just saying if you're on business, if you're going to make a personal trip or whatever, and then you come back, is there any restrictions on any of those type of people? Because to me, that should make it, it should be an entirely different situation. because, you know, that person is one person could maybe go entirely deal with something that's not even around here. So to me, it's like you maybe should give something else to there. Is that always, has that even been done or even thought of or what?
Well, and yeah, and earlier on that was, you know, we, they identified hot spots.
Right.
And unfortunately, the problem is we have too many hot spots. You know? I would still say, though, however, it is very advisable for any of our county residents, any of our businesses here in the county, that, you know, if you've got employees or folks that are, have traveled out of state and are coming back in, that they should consider getting tested. They should consider, if they've been around folks that maybe were positive, to quarantine until they get those results. You know, even if the governor doesn't put that in this most recent executive order, it's still good common sense that we've been trying to practice as public health already. The problem is, right now here in Indiana and probably Clinton County, we're about as high as any of the other places. Maybe there's a few others that are worse than us, but, you know, we've been identified as a hot spot, you know, Clinton County within Indiana not so long ago here. So
then my question on that, what you just said, there's only one county in the state that I have seen that has been declared as a hot spot, and that's Perry way down in southeast or southern Indiana. If we're a hot spot, how come it's not on the state's map?
Well, we were identified probably about 2.5 weeks ago, and it wasn't Clinton County. It was the zip code 46041. There's a university tracking all this by zip code, and that was about 2.5 weeks ago. Now what we're seeing, like you say, with the color code system, there are, what was it? The governor said that it went from 3 red counties a week or so ago
to 9.
Now we have nine red counties. And we have no blue counties in the entire state.
Yeah, nothing below a 2 was in a state as of the last. Actually, there was 5 of them at 1.5. Everything else was 2 or above.
Yep. So, you know, all of our neighbors are in trouble, too, like we are at this point. But, you know, right now I don't know where we're at with that study. I think that study, that university probably only puts out results every so often on that. But at that one snapshot in time, the zip code 46041 had been named a hot spot at that point. That wasn't necessarily from the State Department of Health, but it certainly was from that overall study. Yeah, right now we're looking at those counties that are in unfortunate situations where they're red now, and they're going to have to work very hard to get out of that red situation.
Well, another reason I brought up about the out-of-state stuff, because Illinois' count for yesterday alone, new cases, 12,702.
Yep, and I believe they just hit 1 million cases overall.
Yep.
So we have neighbors that are worse than us that we need to be aware of. But then again, you know, what was it? 3 weeks ago, Chicago was declaring anyone coming back from Indiana had to be in quarantine.
Right.
And I think Chicago has their hands full as well right now.
Yep.
So, but the key to all this, gentlemen, continues to remain you and I, and the rest of our neighbors here, we have control of this in our hands if we elect to do the right thing, which is to continue to social distance, to avoid individuals and gatherings unless we, you know, cohort with them regularly, and to wear a mask whenever we're in one of those situations. And we can control this no matter if the whole rest of the state goes to red or not. We have that power to do that ourselves as individuals and as a community.
Rodney, we had a lady on from the hospital yesterday, Kelly Braverman, and she brought up a good point. She said, you know, this is one thing that we can control. Cancer, we can't control, right?
Exactly.
So we should feel kind of fortunate that we've got a game plan and know what does work on this.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good.
And she's very worried about our hospital resources right now, not only here in Clinton County, but in the region. So
sure.
Kelly and I speak about that, try to do so regularly, but she's right. This is something that we do have some parameters to control, and we should, because she still has to worry about the cancer cases and the other long-term acute care that they have to worry about that are coming in. Mm-hmm. And she's tremendously worried that we're going to run out of bed space and the resources to do this. Not to mention, Not to mention that, I don't know, I guess in our small community, we just don't understand. We've had folks that have been working this battle for 6 months straight. And I'm sure her staff are very battle weary right now and certainly are starting to feel the effects. I know my staff are as well. That we're only human beings and we need a break. We need the community to give us a break and to start working together to flatten the curve, as we had said from the very beginning of this, to keep the curve flat and to conserve our medical resources and our hospital beds. And most importantly, our hospital staff, our EMS staff, those folks that are serving every day, trying to make sure that whether you're COVID positive and having trouble, or whether you've fallen and broken your leg, or whether you're having a stroke or a heart attack, that there's someone there to come to your aid when the time comes.
Absolutely. Late last week or earlier this week, Rodney, you had talked about workplaces, and it got Russ and I thinking and talking a little bit this week, and we included Cindy Lovelace, who you know, our production director and our Shine 99 morning lady. And we were all three talking earlier this week about, it's one thing that you had brought up earlier this week about, and I really hadn't thought about it, because we do feel somewhat, I guess, safe here in our work environment because we do see each other every day, and it is sort of like this is our family, right?
Sure.
And we've got maybe six or seven people here full-time every day. But you brought up a great point that I hadn't thought about at least too extensively, and it was that when we leave, we all go our separate ways. You know, Ken goes to city council meetings. I go home. I'm watching the kids who have been at school. You know, my girlfriend works in retail here. She comes home and we're around. So it's not really as tight a bubble as we may think.
Right.
You know,
and we let our guard down a little easier with those that we're most familiar with.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. Unless you folks are going out and living in an echo bubble there behind the station every day when you're off duty, then you're right. You know, we're not the NBA, and we don't have that luxury of being able to live in a bubble the entire time.
Right.
So and as a business point of view, for continuity's sake, we all need to be thinking as well that, you know, we need to protect against each other so that we don't all go down same time, which is critical for your, you know, we can't have the party line down. We can't, you know, we've got the health department sorted down right now. I mean, what if this spreads and now your EMS and your police are back in bad shape, you know? So we really got to be mindful that we're doing a disservice to not protect amongst each other. And now that we know the CDC has come out and said it's not only protecting those, it's protecting you. Letting that guard down is very dangerous because, you know, the next thing you know, six or seven of you are sitting at home for 2 weeks. So.
Right. Right. Hey, I think we've got a question from Carl Lane, if you've got time, Rodney.
Sure.
Hey, Carl.
Hello, everybody. Hey, Rodney, is this coronavirus? Now, when they come out with the vaccine for it here in the next 30 days or whenever, is it going to be like the flu shot? Do you think we're going to have that every year?
There is a possibility. We don't know enough about how long the immunity of it lasts right now, but there is a possibility that it may become kind of like a flu shot for several years until, as Dr. Fauci said, we see enough global herd immunity out of it. Either then the herd immunity is going to come from either the vaccine or for those of us who've had it already and hopefully have built up some antibodies. So, Carl, there's a very distinct possibility that maybe for the next 1 to 5 years that we see that vaccine is going to be necessary for the general population. Yes.
Hey, I got one other question. I'll get off here, Rodney. In your opinion, and I know it's hard to predict things, but do you think we'll have this all taken care of by spring, or do you think it's going to be 7-8 months out?
To be honest, Carl, I think what we're looking at is probably midsummer before we start to see enough of the vaccine available to actually start making a difference in the population. What we're going to see first and foremost will be a limited amount going out to places, priority groups, and those first ones are going to be healthcare professionals, hospital staff, and then their next shot is going to be long-term care facility residents and their staff. So that's where the first two priority groups are going to be. And then they're going, as the volume and the availability of it grows, then we're going to start seeing the community clinics. But I think, Carl, we're going to be looking at probably midsummer before we start to get a little bit better, comfortable feeling on you know, how things are going and how the vaccine's going as well, because it is still a new vaccine, and we're going to want to see how it does in the population.
Yeah. Hey, you take care of yourself and just watch it. And you guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Carl.
You too, Carl. Thank you so much. Rodney, is there anything else we need to know?
Yeah.
We sure appreciate your time this morning.
Good. Well, yeah, ironically, there is one other thing, gentlemen. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. We're dealing right now this morning with there's a gas leak at the test site there at the fairground.
Okay.
The building has been evacuated. I've got one clinic staff that's seeking medical attention at the moment. So,
oh, wow.
As unfortunate as that is, right now for the next couple hours or so, the testing site may be down due to that gas leak until the fire department and the fair board has an opportunity to get that resolved. So our apologies for that, but we wanted to make sure everybody was aware of it.
All right, Rodney Wan, Clinton County Health Department, have a great weekend and never hesitate to give us a buzz if you need to, all right?
Yes, and thanks for the opportunity, and same to you, gentlemen. Give us a call if you need to.
Okay,
all
thanks.
Right. Thank you again, Rodney Wan. We'll take a quick break and come back with more Party Line next.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Indiana's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Who hasn't felt protective lately of our families, our communities, our resources? In times like these, we all fight to make sure our people are safe. But at the American Cancer Society, our people, our community, our family is made up of millions of cancer patients and their families. So keeping them safe takes everyone's help. During COVID-19, help us keep vital resources available to cancer patients. Please donate to the American Cancer Society at cancer.org.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank,
Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Excuse me, I'm new here.
We can tell.
Okay, we've got about 5 minutes left in the Party Line program. Ken and I would love to hear from you if you can keep it short and sweet. 659-3338. Let's see. Ken, I'll ask you what we ask the newsmakers as we've got 4 minutes before we end the program here. Is there anything we need to know that you found out this morning other than what we've hit on? You had mentioned something about sports, about you saw this morning that the Ivy League has canceled all of their winter sports.
Right, and I think it's just the beginning. You know, and also I got a thing here that there's a good possibility that the college football playoff series is going to get delayed.
Well, you and I were talking yesterday that three or four big games were canceled this
weekend.
There's
eight of them now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, fortunately, Harvard and Princeton aren't the biggest basketball powerhouses.
But so, I'll tell you what, people don't realize Harvard's coached by Tommy Amaker, who played for Mike Krzyzewski at Duke.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
and
that.
And he is really good. They've got a very good program.
Harvard
and Yale both.
Yeah,
they've been making the NCAA tournament the last 3 or 4 years now. So
isn't Penn in the Ivy League now too?
Penn's
they've been.
Yeah, the Ivy League's a lot better than people want to give it credit for.
Yeah, and than they used to be too. So,
right.
But you know, when you came in and said that this morning, I thought, you know, I forgot that we didn't get to do the March Madness.
Right.
You know, I was real disappointed at the time, but I mean, we just kind of move on and do what we have. But gosh, man, that's, you know,
and let's just be honest. The NCAA cannot afford to have another no March Madness.
No, they've got to make something happen. I think it's one of those things where they have some money in reserves, but man, it don't take long to go through it.
And it's one of the reasons why the Inside the Huddle tomorrow, we're going to talk about this with a couple of people, and it's going to be a little bit different than what we've had in the past. So it's on the docket for tomorrow, and I'm hoping to get one more thing, and I still haven't heard anything on that other thing I'm going to hold right now.
Well, I wanted to go ahead and read what you've got.
Okay.
Just so people can know the schedule tomorrow morning. It starts at 9 o'clock, and at 9 o'clock, Ken will start the program off with the University of Evansville men's assistant basketball coach Brandon Crone.
Who just moved there this year from Butler.
Oh, okay. Very good. I thought that name sounded familiar.
Yeah, he's a Frankfurt grad.
Now, didn't you tell me that Evansville is doing something interesting?
Not yet.
Okay. Has that been released yet, or should we talk about that?
No, it's not the right timing for it yet.
Okay.
Probably in about another year, I'd say probably about 2022, that'll make it 35 years, or is it 45? It'll be 45.
Well, no, I was talking about the high school streaming.
Oh, yeah. Evansville sports, down there, all sports are being streamed for people to go watch.
Right. They don't want you in the stands.
Basically not.
And that's Vandenberg County, which is a big county.
Yeah, very big.
Evansville has a lot of different high schools and stuff.
And also they're still on Central Time, like the other part of this, other upper side of the state.
Are they really?
The Northwest and the Southwest.
Oh, my gosh.
Both on Central Time Zone.
Several years since I've lived down there. I forgot about all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? But I kind of like that. You know,
I would love it if we went back to it.
I mean, you still got, like, I mean, you could still have the WILO radio guys out there.
Yeah, sure.
And the high school provides the video. I like that.
But anyway.
So, Ken will be talking to Coach Crone tomorrow. And then at 9:15 in the morning, Knight Commission consultant Michael Cross. What is the Knight Commission?
The Knight Commission is the one that's determining. They came out with a survey to decide, you know, what schools really want to do. And this thing basically says that overwhelming majority of Division I schools want complete reform and reorganization. So, and this is the guy that put the survey together.
Boy, that surprises me.
No.
Really? Okay.
Not really.
And at 9:30, he'll be talking to Southland Conference Commissioner Tom Burnett.
Tom is he's the head of the Southland Conference is the next level down for football. But Tom is also on the Division I Men's Basketball Committee. Since I couldn't get a hold of Jim Phillips, I've talked to Tom before. So,
well, that's cool.
Yeah, so yeah, we're talking about that. Yeah. And the other thing that may happen, I've got, tomorrow, believe it or not, is the 50-year anniversary of the tragic plane crash at Marshall, which took out their football team, with the worst sports disaster in history.
Mm.
75 people got killed tomorrow, 50 years ago.
Wow.
And I'm trying to get some people on for that. I don't know if I'm going to get that done, but we're trying.
You know, I'm not quite 50 years old. I'm 46, but that is certainly something I remember hearing about back in the early to mid 80s.
You know, I was 14 at the time, and also five and a half weeks before that, Wichita State's football team basically got wiped out the same way.
Mm, plane crash.
Yeah. They lost 31 of their 40 on that one plane. They had two planes. The second one made it. That one didn't.
Mm.
So, I mean, those two back-to-back within 5.5 weeks of each other. So,
yeah. Pretty tragic.
Yeah, it was.
So you're trying to find somebody to speak to that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll tune in and find out together. Ken, have a great weekend, man.
You too.
All right. And thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors. They include Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brent Capshaw, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, Clinton County Daily News.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. We'll be back Monday morning, 8:30, bright and early, with another Party Line program. Have a great weekend. From Wylo.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.